In this bulletin, international pressure on Myanmar's military after it seized power, Victoria to ease coronavirus restrictions, and in football, FIFA's confident next year's World Cup in Qatar will be played in front of crowds. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. World leaders continue to place pressure on Myanmar's military after it seized power and detained democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. The army has removed 24 ministers and deputies from key portfolios and named 11 replacements, saying it will rule for the next 12 months before holding fresh elections. Military generals say they were forced to act due to alleged fraud during November's election, which Ms. Suu Kyi's party won in a landslide. United States President Joe Biden is threatening to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar, while United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric says any differences between the two sides should be resolved through peaceful dialogue.
These developments represent a serious blow to democratic reforms in Myanmar. The Secretary General stresses that the November 8th general election provide a strong mandate for the National League for Democracy, reflecting the clear will of the people of Myanmar to continue on their hard-won path to democratic reform.
Victoria is easing coronavirus restrictions, allowing offices to increase their capacity to 75% from next Monday. It comes as the state records its 27th consecutive day with no locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will introduce legislation to Parliament this week to extend Victoria's state of emergency to the 15th of December. He says the extension of the powers is necessary to ensure public health directions can continue to be enforced.
The sorts of rules that the state of emergency underpins is the order for someone to isolate for 14 days, is the order that means hotel quarantine is mandatory, wearing face masks in certain settings. All of those common sense things, but particularly hotel quarantine, without a state of emergency, the Chief Health Officer simply has no power to be able to compel people to isolate in a hotel.
Western Australians are awaiting further coronavirus test results that will determine whether the state's outbreak is under control. A quarantine hotel security guard tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend, triggering a five-day lockdown across metropolitan Perth. The United States government has awarded a contract worth around $303 million to a Brisbane technology company to expand its production of a home test kit for COVID-19. The funding will help the company to increase its production capacity by 640,000 tests per day by December. White House senior advisor Andy Slavitt says it will play a vital role in the US response to the pandemic.
These are over-the-counter, self-performed test kits that can detect COVID with roughly 95% accuracy within 15 minutes. They can be used if you feel symptoms of COVID-19 and also for screening for people without symptoms so they can safely go to work, to school, and to events.
The test isn't currently approved for use in Australia. Chinese-Australian billionaire Chow Chak Wing has been awarded almost $600,000 in damages after winning a defamation case over an episode of the ABC's Four Corners. The businessman, philanthropist and political donor sued the national broadcaster, Nine, and investigative reporter Nick McKenzie over the joint report. Dr. Chow's lawyers argued the broadcast and article defamed their client in six ways, including by suggesting he's a spy who betrayed Australia, is a member of China's Communist Party, and made large donations to influence politicians. Federal Court Justice Stephen Rarris found in favour of Dr. Chow, awarded him $590,000 and his legal costs, and restrained the ABC from republishing parts of the episode. To sport, football's international governing body says it's confident next year's World Cup in Qatar will be played in front of crowds. The pandemic has caused major sporting events to be played in empty stadiums around the world, postponed or even cancelled altogether. FIFA's president, Gianni Infantino, expects the 2022 competition will have full stadiums, saying either COVID-19 will have been defeated or the world will have learnt to live with it by then.
I'm very, very confident that the World Cup next year will be incredible and will be the same magic World Cup as all World Cups, bringing really the world together and uniting the world. After a year or more of confinement, of lockdowns, of travel restrictions, I think we are back and we will be back to where we have to be.
And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 37. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Similar for Melbourne, 19. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, shower or two, 25. Wollongong, a possible storm, 22. Similar in Sydney, 24. Newcastle, showers, a possible storm, 23. Brisbane, showers, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, rain and 29. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.